Does that do it?
That does. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Great. We are now joined by Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Ethel M. Chocolates Toyota, who finished third in today's race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We are going to go straight into questions for Kyle. We're going to start off with Bob Pockrass.
Yeah, Kyle, what do you think this can do for you and Ben, you know, getting the car better throughout the race for a good finish?
I mean, it's all about building blocks. And, you know, I felt like today was a good building process for us. I just always kept trying to give the best feedback I possibly could. And, you know, being able to tell him what the car was doing and where we were coming from with the adjustments that we were making. And, you know, he was making good adjustments all day. It seemed like the first two or three of them kind of really didn't do anything. But then we just started taking swings with wrenches in the back window and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, man, it's interesting. You know, last week we were on the simulator and for Homestead and same thing for this week for Vegas. And it's just not correlating close enough for us, you know, and if we can get that better and get that closer, I feel like there's something there. But, you know, obviously just off on balance to start, got way better towards the end. Still, there was room for improvement there at the end, but overall our speed was a little off. We weren't going to keep up with the five or the two. And definitely on restarts, we could see that I was really slow and just getting attacked on by everybody and drug backwards. So it took me a while to fight my way back up front, but that was our day.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Jeff Gluck.
Hey, Kyle. I mean, at this point, is it too much of a leap to say it's Hendrick and Penske at the top and then you guys are just sort of like the next step half behind?
I mean, certainly the Hendrick guys have come to play. You know, they were really fast here last year with Chase. I thought Chase was fast early in the race. I never saw the front, so I don't know, but I think I seen him up there. And so the five was just able to close the deal and finish it off. But yeah, they certainly are pretty quick. It was interesting how the two was up front. The two was fast all day. And, you know, I think the 22 never really got there. The 12, I think, was okay. So, yeah, I mean, we as JGR, we are definitely a little bit behind. And we'll continue to try to work on that and get better. But as the perception seems to be, you know, Hendrick and Penske are certainly ahead of us. Yes.
Thanks.
Next, we're going to go to Stephen Conley with PRN.
Kyle, we saw all afternoon that the restarts just wilder than I think we've ever seen them, especially here in Vegas. You talked about the restart struggling for you. Is it that important to get those, or can you build your card enough to where you can get better in the long run, or is it that just that important to get going there on the start?
I mean, it definitely makes your life a heck of a lot easier if you're able to get clear on the starts and to be able to, you know, get a gap and get single file and then be able to go race the guys that you want to be racing around. I mean, because it's single files out first, second, third, like it goes in order, right? That's when it starts to clear up. So, you know, if you're back in eighth, it takes a while for it to single file out for you. So that just kind of hinders your opportunity to get up towards the front. And, you know, we were able to pick off a few cars there at the end of the race and work our way up, I think from eighth to third or something. But you know, it takes a long time to make up lap time on guys and to get position further forward in the field. So in a perfect world, you want to be fast right off the start and get a gap and then try to hold on.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Dustin Long.
Thank you. Kyle, you referenced things maybe not correlating as much from the sim in some ways. What are you seeing, and has this been something that's happened in the past, and this is just a constant issue, or is this something that's kind of a little bit different, got you scratching your head?
Yeah, I mean, every track's different. Every week it seems to be close or far away or whatever, you know, so it's interesting on how we could figure it all out, but yeah, I mean, last year, once we lost practice and everything like that, and we knew we weren't going to go back to practice, we would go to the simulator every single week. And I spent 5 hours there, you know, working on things and trying to get us, the right balance that I feel like on the sim and a raceable one where I feel like I can drive the car the particular way that you need to be able to drive it in the race, on there and then in real life. And it's just not quite correlating between the two. You know, this week, we came to the racetrack super, super tight. I mean, just eight numbers tighter on the racetrack than it was in sim. And typically when you're good in sim, you're about two numbers loose. So I don't know. I mean, that's a 10 number difference, right? So it's just a big deal. I mean, a lot of it is tire. We got to figure out the tire model and trying to make what we think is right there. But I don't know. We'll just keep working on it. It's the only tool we got.
How's that challenge you and Ben then? Obviously you've got experience working together, but certainly to work through something as severe as this, as you talk about the bigger difference than in the past, what does that do for you behind the wheel and just that communication with trying to figure things out? I know you referenced some of the adjustments early on didn't quite work as well early.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I don't know. I need to go decipher with him. I can't really answer that question exactly with a whole lot of knowledge, but in my opinion, I would think that as we probably go a few more races, we would just have to look at our setup and how we start and how we end some of these races. And then what tracks we're going to that mimic this, like Kansas, for instance, right? Like we go to Kansas, I would take this setup right here and look at the Vegas and the Kansas setups from last year, look at this Vegas setup and how we want to build our Kansas setup and, you know, try to come up with a way of being able to do it and just forget about the simulator. You know what I mean? So that's where it gets challenging and complicated though, because, we're trying to utilize that tool and make that tool better so we can really come out here and look like heroes.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Ed Graney with the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Kyle, no one knows the track better, and you saw fans here this weekend. Maybe not as much as the speed we would hope, but you saw people. Like, what kind of difference does it make? I don't know if it makes a huge difference when you're in the car, but when you see them, what do you think?
I mean, yeah, I thought the crowd count for what we're allowed to do was fantastic. It looked like they were sold out for the opportunities that we had to give the fans to come out here and be at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So, excited for that opportunity and having them back. And, it's what our sport's built on. And obviously having fans around has been significant to us for years. So it's pretty cool to see all of that. So hopefully some more of these, communities or governments will allow fan access and we can continue to build on that more and more and continue to do it safely. So we can all enjoy a little bit more of normalcy again.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Zach Sterniolo.
Kyle, congrats on the run today. I'm curious if you're surprised or impressed by how quick Kyle Larson has been out of the gate here at Hendrick.
Hendrick has good cars, right? So, they got a really good driver. Larson's obviously a talented one, and he's done a fantastic job in the races that he's had so far. And, you know, he got held out on tires there one time today and was coming back towards me. And, then it kind of leveled out and we came in for tires the next time and he just flat out just shot to the front, you know? So there was no keeping up with him. So those guys have got it going on and have done a nice job. So it was impressive to see and, you know, congrats on him getting a win this early in the season and for him on his return.
Thank you.
And we'll go to Cole Cusimano next.
Thank you, Steph. Hey, Kyle, congrats on the great finish today. You guys have shown speed this year so far, so a win may not come as late in the postseason, but how much pressure is on yourself and the 18 team specifically in getting a win with four drivers now locked into the playoffs?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty interesting how this season's laid out so far. You know, everybody is a different winner, so it's pretty cool for parity and for separation. I think that even adds to another different winner from last year. I think that's 14 of 16 races or something like that. So it's kind of crazy to see all that going on, but it's definitely putting pressure on some of the other teams. You know, some of the teams that have had a rough start, like ourselves. You know, the first two races were terrible, so we kind of had a hole that we had to dig ourselves out of, and we've been working on that each week and getting closer. But we keep starting these races too far back or too far off on balance with the race car, and we missed points in the first stage, and that's just been killing us.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks.